going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
With the 13th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
If you're on the, the YouTube feed, you're seeing the video of us reacting. That sounded like a foghorn. It was me going, boo. Kenneth Grant, what a good time. At Resurgence, second year in a row, having a good time.
Yeah.
Excited to go back next year when the Bills pick 32nd.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. That'd be great. That'd be fantastic. They'll pick 32nd because they were going to pick 29th and they traded down three spots.
All right. Come on.
Kidding. Sorry.
We're having a good It's a Friday. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe. Give us your thoughts on the corner in the first and the rest of the first round. Jacksonville gives up a future first to go up three spots for Travis Hunter. Jacksonville going for Travis Hunter. So,
yeah,
whatever. We've got Max Harrison on the Bills. We've got the second round to talk about. Quickly on Hunter. Anybody wondering about if they're going to be, if he's going to play offense or defense? I'm sure it remains to be seen. Does Jacksonville making that move say something to you about what their plan is? Wouldn't you
that they would more likely want him to play both?
Both.
Yeah. I think that's probably right. Yeah. Not all of his value. I mean, he has been compared to Jefferson. He's been compared to some of the best corners in the league. On his own, he's probably still a top five pick. But is he a slam dunk worth going up and moving up to get a guy at number two if you don't see the value of him being able to do both? I think you wouldn't do that if he was just one of the two things. So I think he's going to play both. I think they valued him as though their plan is for him to play both. I was just looking. I'm sure that would have been the first question that they got asked last night about it.
He's a special prospect, the chance to turn the sport on its ear. The thing I would wonder is if they were going to shade him one way or the other, doesn't a second overall pick indicate they would shade him towards receiver? Has a corner ever gone that high?
No.
Receivers have. Corners, never. Number two?
No, I think Derek Stingley went third a couple years ago, but that was pretty rare. The whole trade was, basically they traded a second and a first next year to move up three spots. Yeah, so that was a pretty price to pay. I don't know how you feel if you're Cleveland this morning, though, because Cleveland, if you're a Browns fan, you're so demoralized from the Deshaun Watson experience, and you might have been super hyped up to get this all-time great, unique unicorn prospect, and today you're sitting here with a defensive tackle.
Yeah, well, good one.
Yeah, he's great, but
But maybe you're upset he went to Michigan because you like Ohio State.
It kind of feels like when the Bills drafted Darius. It's for me. It's like, okay, this player is great. Oh, look, he had a pick in the national championship game. And I'm looking around like, oh, there's Cam Newton over there. And, oh, A.J. Green, that looks fun. And yep, all these fun toys that people just drafted. It and is, I got the big guy.
It is difficult not to fall in the trap of, it looks like other teams are having more fun on draft day.
That's right, yeah.
Because I am guilty of that. I am 100% guilty of that.
And that's not how they should operate.
That's right. That's right. I will self-report. One of these years, I want the Bills to be the team that drafts a fun position and the entire NFL world says, oh my goodness, look at this group of weapons for Josh Allen, the way that they did with the Bucs yesterday. It's
Amika
Evans and Godwin and Egbuka and Jalen McMillan, who they just took with a reasonably high pick last year as well.
Right.
Like, oh my goodness,
good.
Look at all this. Bucky Irving as well for them. Baker Mayfield is loaded for bear. Like, one of these days, I'd love to hear that about Josh Allen, but that's okay. The goal is not to have fun on draft night.
I mean, that was a little bit of Jacksonville last night, wasn't it?
For sure. Brian Thomas Jr. and and Travis Hunter.
The buildup of the draft for them, because they'd been mocked Mason Graham forever at number five. The buildup for them was that the coach and the GM, too, they want something to go on offense. Mm-hmm. They want to build that thing up and make it a machine. And at five, it was the running back, right? It was it. It was Gentry, the running back, and McMillan, it was too high. The tight ends, it was too high. So if you were trying to load up on offense and make a big swing, Hunter was the move to make for them.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We had a trade. We had a lot of trades. A bunch of trades. Jackson Dart to the Giants. I think that's a solid move for them to get Carter and move up.
Did we hit our over on 4.5 trades in the first round?
I think we did.
Okay.
We definitely did because you had the Jacksonville trade. You had the Rams.
Atlanta and the Rams.
Yep. The Vikings and Giants and then Eagles and.
And the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs. And was there one more in there moving up? Might have been.
Somewhere.
Tight ends went. Nick in South Carolina is up. Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
I just wanted to get your insight on a couple of things. I've seen that Mike Green was ranked in the top 10 on a lot of mock drafts. I was really hoping the Bills could take him. I know Bills like character guys, but he's still there. That would have been perfect. And Jaden Higgins today. Is there any way we could trade up and get him? He's another home run.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. On trading up in general, I would be head on a swivel today if they want to move up because – the second round is significantly less expensive to move up in. And just to give you the context of that. So the the draft value chart, the gap in values in the first round from the 32nd pick to the first pick. In the first round, that number is 2,400 points. In the second round, the first pick to the last pick is 310.
Okay.
You could go anywhere you want. If the Bills really wanted to go to the 33rd pick and pick first tonight, they could package their 2 seconds and probably get it done. As long as the team that's there wants to do it. I mean, Cleveland picking first in the second round, they have a million picks, and I don't think they want to trade down again. Cleveland, Houston, Tennessee, Cleveland again, Vegas, New England, Chicago, New Orleans, Chicago. I mean, you've got a couple teams that kind of own the first 10 picks of this second round. So if you want a receiver, which you mentioned Higgins, the receiver group here is pretty darn good. There's a lot to like at receiver right now. And if you have to move up or you want to wait till 56 or 62, ESPN's NFL draft page puts Jaden Higgins as the number one receiver available right now. Trey Harris, Luther Burden, Jalen Knoll, Jack Besh, Jalen Royals, Kyle Williams. To me, those are all guys that should go in the second round, second to third. And does anybody jump up there? Torrey Horton, Colorado State, Joe Marino had in his mock draft the Bills trading up to get Horton in the third round. Mm-hmm. So there's someone here. For sure. The wide receiver train, I want to say I hope it runs tonight. I want to
yeah.
I want to believe. I started to believe last night that Golden could happen. I had an outside inkling about Burden. I didn't think that was realistic, but
yeah.
If Golden had been there, what would they have done? He would provide exactly what they need and more and upside. So,
yeah.
I'll best of luck to him. He goes to where did Golden go, by the way? Where did Matthew Golden go?
He went to Green Bay.
I'm sorry. I was told that they had a model, Joe. Don't they have a model? The Green Bay model.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm not mad. I'm just having let me have my fun.
And Christian Watson's probably expendable now.
Maybe.
But the Mike Green, by the way, very quickly, who you brought up, is the prospect is somebody that I am very intrigued with. Like, he's got that bend and speed rusher ability, led the country in sacks last year. But
he had a big highlight at the Senior Bowl.
He has got sexual assault allegations against him. He was kicked off his team, I think, at Virginia before he was at Marshall. Like, there are character concerns with him beyond the player stuff. I mean, at times I heard also on the player itself, you have all that character stuff, and then she pointed out, he had a lot of his sacks against bad competition.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And he looked like he was playing high schoolers in those games, but he stacked up a lot of his production when he was playing like really low level teams. So that's the other concern about him.
803-0550, more your calls. Sal's breakdown on all of it, a recap of what Brandon Bean had to say about Max Hairston, the Bills' first round pick. Corner Max Hairston out of Kentucky, who says he's moving in with Ray Davis. Those two are good buddies, and they both appear to be pretty happy to be reunited. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring, 803-0550 on WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.